Our scripture reading for this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Would you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today I am privileged to share with you my final sermon as your associate pastor. It's customary for pastors to share what some call a farewell sermon at the end of one's journey with a congregation. I've known this day was coming for a while. I've had several months to think and pray about what I wanted to share with you in this, our last time together. I have so much that I want to say, and yet I don't even know how to say it. I didn't want this to be a sad, tearful goodbye that only touches on sentimentality. I didn't want it to be a stoic, this is how it is, it's time to move on. That kind of statement neglects the strong emotions that surround us. So this is my attempt to acknowledge the genuine feelings that we have that come at such a time of transition. I want to celebrate the time, the life, the ministry that we have shared together and working for Christ's kingdom. And I want to look forward with joy and anticipation as God continues to lead us through new adventures and journeys, even as we take different paths. It has been a privilege and a joy to serve in ministry with you these last 5 years. I have been blessed being here and knowing you. You've allowed me to be a part of your lives and in the lives of your families. I'm grateful to have shared in baptisms and confirmation journeys. You've invited me to share in those special moments of laying loved ones to rest. I've been blessed to officiate in the celebration of weddings. It's been a joy to watch the love of God overflow in your life as we've shared together in small groups and Bible studies, and just everyday conversations. I'm grateful for the support and encouragement that you have given as Danielle and I and our boys embark on this next adventure as we move to Jeffersonville. It's been a 5-year adventure, and there's been so many relationships that have been formed, and I thank God for all of them and all of you. So while I'm excited about what lies ahead, there is a particular weight of sadness that comes with saying goodbye. Goodbyes and transitions are a part of life. And when these times come, there's often a time of sharing some final thoughts. In John's gospel, we encounter Jesus sharing a last meal together with his disciples. And in that time, Jesus talks to them and teaches them about the things that matter the most, the things that are really important that he wants them to remember and practice. Now, Jesus' farewell words could easily fill an entire sermon series, but we just don't have time for that this morning. So I want to look at just one. Among the things that Jesus gives his followers is peace. As Jesus is talking about his leaving, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Now, I understand that it can be a precarious and presumptuous statement to quote Jesus in a farewell sermon. So let me be clear, I am in no way equating my leaving with Jesus. Not even close. But Christ giving his followers his peace, a part of himself, that peace of Christ is what I want to share with you. My prayer for you is that you will know and experience Christ's peace in every part of your life. And the Apostle Paul echoes these words of Jesus in his letter to the Colossians that we've just heard. Let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you were called to live in peace. Peace is not something of our own making. True peace, deep and abiding peace, comes from God through Jesus Christ. Peace is more than just the ending of violence and war, though that would be a fantastic start. Peace is deeper than external circumstances that can be observed. Christ's peace is an internal transformation of your heart, your mind, your life. And that comes forth as the fruit of what God has done. Experiencing Christ's peace is about God making us whole and complete. Peace is being redeemed, restored, and renewed. And so Paul reminds us that this is the peace that we are called to live into, to let it rule and guide our lives. And Paul also gives us a description of what this peace looks like and how we can practice and nurture it as we grow into loving God with all that we have and loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. Paul tells us that we are to clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. He reminds us that we're to make allowance for each other's faults, to forgive anyone who offends us. That's the beginning of what peace looks like. Because the peace of Christ can take hold of us and change us if we allow it. Peace is how we are called to live. Peace is what the kingdom of God looks like here and now. Peace stands in a stark contrast to the ordinary default ways of the world, where greed, selfishness, and pride come at the expense of our soul. Living in the world is hard to manage. It becomes an exhausting game of gaining and maintaining, of keeping what's mine and keeping control. When me and my pride are at the center of my world, I'm tempted to do things I wouldn't normally do in order to keep what's mine. It leads to cutting corners, to manipulation, to dishonesty, getting mine and keeping mine no matter what the cost. Especially if it's not me paying for it. Because following the ways of the world always comes at the expense of someone else. It destroys others and it damages ourselves. The desire for peace, of seeing the bigger picture of Christ's kingdom, makes me say, I don't want to live that way anymore. The peace of Christ, the kingdom we see embodied and enacted in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, speaks to us a powerful word of truth. It's the truth that there is a path to live as an alternative to the greed, corruption, and destruction of the world. The world would say the good life is having it all and being in control. The way of Jesus says the good life is knowing and experiencing and living the peace of Christ, because God is ultimately in control, and because God walks with us even when the world seems out of control. Peace is not dependent upon what you have done in your life. Peace is a gift that God gives you because of what Christ has done in and for your life. That is the gift I hope you receive. That no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, the gift of Christ's peace and love and grace will overshadow and overcome everything else. So as I say goodbye, I pray and hope that you will find peace in all of your life, in every part of who you are. Peace for yourself. Peace in your family. Peace in all your relationships. Peace in your work, your play, your worship, your rest. May you have peace in body, mind, and spirit. May you experience Christ's peace through good times and bad, and ups and downs, and your best laid plans and unexpected events, in all things, big and small. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't pray for you to know peace in the coming expansion and construction of the roads and the imminent arrival of IKEA. Peace be with you. So may you know the peace of Christ in your life. And may that peace be evident to the world. I want to close our time together by sharing a prayer that is attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. So would you prayerfully hear these words with me? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. Peace is the life that we have been called to follow. Will you answer that call? Amen.